When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A successful relationship requires that each partner commit their heart and their soul. But what happens when one partner's commitment starts to waver? On today's case, Ms. Adams says she's had enough of her fiancé, Mr. Rodriguez's constant dismissing of her concerns and treating her like an afterthought. She also says that Mr. Rodriguez is disrespectful, controlling, and unfaithful. Is the honeymoon over for this couple? Or is Ms. Adam only giving us one side of the story? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Adam versus Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Ms. Adam, Mr. Rodriguez. Ms. Adam, you say your fiancé's need to control and belittle you makes you feel trapped and unhappy in this relationship. You're in my courtroom today hoping to gain some clarity.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Rodriguez, you admit that you're not perfect, but you are here to prove to Ms. Adams that you can change and that calling off the wedding would be a big mistake.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so I understand that you all have tried to blend your family. You have been in a relationship for 2.5 years, lived together. You were engaged in October of 2022.
Yes.
But you all have not pulled the trigger yet.
No, Your Honor.
So why don't you tell me why we're here, Ms. Adam?
I'm here today because I'm ready to call off the engagement. He's been extremely controlling, a lot of red flags. He's cheating.
Ooh.
And I'm ready to end it today if it's not fixed.
Mr. Rodriguez, you heard what Ms. Adam said. What say you?
I'm here because I want to fix this relationship. You know, I love my blended family, mm-hmm. and I want to be with Ann, and I want to make sure that, you know, we fix our problems. I know I'm a little rough on the edges, and, you know, I know I'm stuck in my ways, but, you know, I'm here. She's stuck like Chuck.
So, in other words, there are some issues, but you don't think they're insurmountable. Is that right?
Not at all.
So, let me find out from Ms. Adam. Ms. Adam, why don't you take me back just a little bit and get us up to speed on how you met and then what brought us to this point?
So, I met Raphael. I'm a hairstylist. So, he DM'd me. He jumped in my DMs in social media, and he just started flirting with me. He did tell me that he found me through a client that I had. He told me one of his family members booked me. So I said, okay. I just came out of a 10-year relationship. It was extremely toxic. So I was just at a point where I was like, you know what? I want to be single. Mm-hmm. Took some time for myself. Wanted to learn who I was. So when I do find somebody, I'm ready to be in a really committed, serious relationship.
Oh, wow. You sound like you've just been listening to me give lectures all the time.
Yes.
Talk about being a whole human being, bringing your whole self to a real relationship.
Yes, especially that I have 2 daughters. And to bring into a relationship, I want to make sure that I'm mentally prepared for that. Correct.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
So he jumped in my DMs. He was flirting with me. It was cool, you know. I was like, let me date him. You know, he said, let's go out to eat. I said, I have nothing to lose at this point. Like I said, it took a while to find myself. So I said, let's do that. We instantly hit it off, like instant. 3 days later, I already moved in.
Oh, now wait. You just gave me this whole soliloquy on how you were going to take your time and get yourself together. Next thing you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You already moved
3 days. Three days, I moved in. And not only did I move in 3 days later, I moved 100 miles away.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to stop you there because
yes.
Player, you must have some for real that you got this woman to move 100 miles away
with
her
two
kids.
Children.
Thank you, Yana. Thank
in
you.
3 days, what was that about? What did you bring to the table?
When I met her, you know, one thing I really liked about her was her energy. She's got, you know, really good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was definitely pouring into my cup, like, immediately. Like, as soon as we met, just the way she was just, you know, catering to me and paying attention to me, it was just something that I didn't recognize before, so.
So I can legitimately say you all clicked.
Yes, instantly.
Yes.
So, Ms. Adam, how in the world does it go from an immediate click to you're now in divorce court?
So, basically, after we got engaged, everything just went downhill.
So the first part of your relationship where you moved in, you moved your girls,
Everything was okay.
It's perfect.
Then you got engaged.
And it was like a new man.
So what happened?
So there's a few different things, but let me just start with this. So I'm a cosmetologist, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I like to look cute when I go to my clients. You know, I don't want to go in just pajamas. Sometimes I'm a little casual, and sometimes I'm hair.
Oh, no, I have a rule. Anybody that's working on my hair and makeup needs to look decent, because I can't trust you to make me look good if you coming in here looking busted.
So
I got you.
He doesn't understand that.
Sometimes she looks better than decent, Your Honor.
Well, he thinks that when I'm going to the club. So let me tell you what happened.
So what's better than decent?
For me, better than decent is just a lot of perfume, a little bit of extra skin. You know, it's almost like if we're going on a date. The way she would dress when I'm taking her out, that's a little bit.
I just want to look pretty.
What kind of clients are you doing?
So it's all type of clients. So I have like prom clients, I have wedding clients, all different type of clients.
So whatever, are you going to their place?
Correct.
To their service home. Them?
Yes.
So if you're going to do some young girls that are going to the prom.
Yes.
Do you dress in a way that would be indicative of her going to the prom, or are you in a sweatsuit?
No, I'm gonna dress up like if I'm gonna go to prom with her. Honestly, I'll wear a gown if I have to, with the whole ponytail and everything. So let me tell you what happened. He made me call my client, 17 years old. I had to confirm with him that I was actually going to her house. So, okay, fine. I said, if you don't believe me, fine, no problem. After I showed him the email of the booking, but whatever. So I called her. He's there behind me listening. And I'm like, okay, babe, clearly I'm going to my client's. I get to my client's house. He makes me FaceTime him, puts the phone in front of her. So I'm doing a whole 17-year-old girl. All her friends are there. And then I got to FaceTime him. And he really made me stay on the phone with him the whole time. And he told me if I don't, we got to break up.
Nope.
And I said, what?
Nope.
Like, what is going on here?
Nope.
And we really stood on the phone the whole time. And then she told me to leave. I couldn't even do the rest of my clients. I lost literally over $1,200.
Ms. Adams, I can stop you right there. Mr. Rodriguez, let me tell you something. The first thing is, you are doing teenagers.
Yes.
Makeup and hair. No grown man is going to be watching my teenage girls get ready for prom or a date or anything under any circumstances. If I had been her mother or her auntie or her grandmother, I'd have threw you out of my house.
And they did, Your Honor. They did.
Your Honor, I wanted to make sure she was really doing the person's hair that she said she was doing.
I need to understand what's going on with you, and it's not just I was being petty. We're going to get to the core of what the real issue is.
Ever since the engagement, he wants to control.
So you guys are using words that are trendy. Relationship is about meeting people halfway.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Mr. Rodriguez, what was that about?
Your Honor, I wanted to make sure she was really doing the person's hair that she said she was doing.
You did not need to be watching her
mom
do
was
the
there.
Hair of children.
And, you know, Your Honor, sometimes, you know, we said this word before, petty. You know, I wanted her to feel uncomfortable, you know, just like I was uncomfortable.
So you wanted her to lose $1,200?
More than that, really.
At the moment, I wasn't thinking about the money, you know? It was more of a me thing. I was
and
thinking
about
myself.
And she's a consistent client of mine.
I need to understand what's going on with you. And it's not just I was being petty. Why do you mistrust this woman to the point where you would put her business in jeopardy? Because that definitely put her business in jeopardy.
Yes, yeah? Your Honor. One time she did go out to work. She said she was going to go work and come right back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called her, she was out in the bar with a bunch of her friends.
So she lied to you one time, and that made you mistrust her?
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's why I asked him what was this about. I don't think you fully appreciate young couples that when you lie about something that is unnecessary to lie about, you immediately damage the trust that you have built. See, I trust what my husband says because he doesn't lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
If he ever were to lie to me, that's going to chip away. Am I right, Robert?
That's right.
That's going to chip away.
So, Your Honor,
I may not go left, but I'm never going to trust him fully. So I that's what
lied,
I'm saying.
Though. I never lied. So I look at it this. Say if you're a businesswoman working on Wall Street and you're leaving at 5 o'clock. Granted, your coworkers, hey, let's go grab a drink. Are you wrong for really going to grab a drink after work?
No, but...
So I don't understand what the issue
is. Excuse me. Did you call your man?
No, I didn't.
Not
there
no,
it is.
I didn't.
How do you say you don't know what the issue is when I ask one question and you have immediately stated the issue? That's it.
It's just him being controlling.
No.
That's why. I don't want to be controlled.
You asked me. Okay? You asked me.
Yes.
So I'm going to be with you, Miss Adam. Mm-hmm. You don't know why he would be upset.
Correct.
Because you were in a living together situation with a man that you say you're going to marry, and you all have blended your families.
Correct.
So he's the father figure, you're the mother
yes.
figure. If he didn't care what you were doing and what time you were coming home, then I'd be chastising him and saying, what kind of man are you? Why didn't you, just like you said to me, my girls want to roll out for a cocktail. I'm going to be about another hour, hour and a half. Just want to let you know.
That's a good question.
Why not?
I don't know. I just felt like I didn't need to.
There's the answer.
I'm going to be honest. I just felt like I didn't
That's
need to.
That's the answer. See, we're going to get to the core of what the real issue is. And the core is there's disrespect to the nature of your relationship.
Yeah.
When you're in a committed relationship, you don't have to do what the other person says. You want to do what makes them comfortable.
But
do
I feel like that's what he's trying to do, though. I feel like I said, ever since the engagement, he wants to control.
So you guys are using words that are trendy. Relationship is about meeting people halfway. You both wanted to share stories of other examples, but I need you to hear me when I say to you, communication with each other is going to solve 3/4 of the problems that you brought before me. Mm-hmm. Ms. Adam, you brought this case. You say there are other incidents.
Yeah,
so
they are.
I heard about the losing of the client, and you are 1,000% correct on that.
Thank you.
In terms of going out with the girls' night, he was upset.
He was.
That you did not let him know what you were doing. So it was, quote, a lie of omission rather than a lie of commission.
Okay, I understand.
You see
it
the
makes
difference?
Sense, though. I understand. Having a great time, drinking at the bar, minding our business. All of a sudden, somebody threw my cup out of my hand. It was Ralphie, came to the bar, to the brunch, dragged me out, which is crazy because it's like, that's what I'm saying, he's extremely controlling.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
So you were going to explain to me that there was another situation that really took you out, a real girls' night out. What happened?
So, again, I don't lie, but I did tell him that I was going out with his family members, a group of us girls.
Mm-hmm.
We were going out for brunch. We went out. This was probably, like, more towards, you know, brunch. We went out probably 1 o'clock, so this is towards the evening. We were there for a couple hours, having a great time, drinking at the bar, minding our business. And one of my girlfriends, we were just dancing, like, hanging out, dancing, taking shots together. And all of a sudden, somebody comes. Like, I feel like a big gust of wind, like a tornado came by. Somebody threw my cup out of my hand. And then it's this man.
He's acting a fool.
It was Ralphie, came to the bar, to the brunch. And not only did he embarrass me, dragged me out, which is crazy because it's like, that's what I'm saying, he's extremely controlling. He grabbed me out the club, the brunch, and started screaming. I mean, it was a war. So we wound up going home and argued for hours.
Miss Adam, I just want to be clear. What were you doing when any of this occurred?
I was just dancing with a girl. And I didn't think it was wrong to dance with a girl. Is there?
I don't condone the girl-on-girl action.
Why?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Miss Adam, I've got to get to Mr. Rodriguez. What? She said she was dancing with a girl. Mm-hmm. Were they kissing? Were they touching each other?
They was dancing like if I was dancing with her.
We were dancing, but it's
everybody,
a girl, Your Honor.
Everybody was looking at them, Your Honor, right? And mind you, I didn't even want to be in that club, right? I ended up.
But you
up
came
there,
and embarrassed me.
Miss Adam, hold on. I want to hear Mr.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I ended up there because it was, there wasn't that's where my friends wanted to go. So when I got there, I seen her grinding. I seen her grinding all up on this one girl. And it made me uncomfortable, and I noticed that everybody there was watching them.
I got you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Where was your friends, though?
Miss Adam, your excuse that it's just a girl dismisses the fact that women have feelings for each other. You see what I'm saying?
I get that.
Yeah, well,
because it's so innocent.
But we don't know if it's innocent on
I'm
her, on her part.
I'm not a lesbian.
You may be, exactly. You may not be a lesbian, but the girl that you were dancing with might be having feelings for you. We don't know. We're not trying to label anybody. The point is respect for the relationship that you have.
But he didn't have to come in there, snatch me up, cause a scene, 100%. Threw the drink everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? It's communication.
But you all don't know how to fight fairly.
Because she's exaggerating.
Mr. Rodriguez, I am 100% in favor of you being uncomfortable with behavior that was disrespectful to your relationship, whether it's with a man or with a woman, okay?
Exactly.
So, but I'm going to come to you, Mr. Rodriguez, and say to you, sir, there's never an occasion for you to escalate behavior to the level where you take a drink and knock it all over, or pour it out, or whatever it is that you did, embarrassing this young woman and embarrassing yourself.
Yes.
Because you really didn't humiliate her, you humiliated yourself because you didn't look like a man.
Yeah, that part.
Yana, and I really love her, you know, and it was kind of embarrassing, you know, seeing her do that. I didn't want to watch her doing those things, you know. I didn't condone it, and that's kind of why I act a fool, I guess, you know.
So the two of you need to realize that your behaviors are what triggers the other one to act up. They really
I just feel like don't come to the club and after I told you, like, that's insane that you're going to do something like that. I just feel like, you know, I have daughters. We have daughters now together, you know, your stepdaughters now. How is it? Like, I have to be able to trust you to know that if my daughters, you know, eventually, you know, as they get older, that you're not going to do that to them either.
She shouldn't put me in those type of situations then.
But actually, you both are 100% correct. You should never have been acting like a hoochie. I don't know how else to put it. I'm sorry. That's it. You shouldn't have been acting like a hoochie out in the public space. You're the one that brings up the fact that you're a mother with two daughters. I don't want to have your daughters out there acting like that. That's inappropriate. Mr. Rodriguez, I can 100% turn to you and say your reaction was inappropriate. And you're going to have to take responsibility and stand in your caughtness also and say, I cannot react like that when she sends me with a trigger. That's just the bottom line.
I just look at it as, what does he think? I'm going to cheat on him in front of his family members?
You know what? We don't know what you're going to do because your behavior was indicative of someone who was disrespectful. You want me to answer that question? So I'm telling you.
It makes
that's
sense.
That's what's going on in his head. Whether
or
not it's
fair.
Correct is another thing. But you might want to just chill a little bit. A strong woman is all that and a bag of chips. But sometimes pulling back a bit might be a good thing.
But that's what he fell in love with, a strong, independent
queen.
But
I guarantee you he didn't fall in love with the person who was out there on the dance floor tonguing another chick down.
No.
I can tell you that.
No.
And I do want to marry her, as I said, right? I do want to work things out. And I like the way you brought up the communication stuff because it's true. We do need to communicate so that we can...
Because y'all don't trust each other.
He doesn't communicate, Your Honor, though.
But I understand that this is just like the core of the problem. You think that there's some cheating going on. Let me hear you make your case on that.
Yeah, let me tell you. So he has a great job, okay? And he had a Christmas party this past season, holiday season that just passed. So he's like, you know, I have my work party for Christmas. So I surprised him and actually bought a beautiful gown. And he goes, where are you going? And I said, to the party with you tonight, the Christmas party. I don't have a plus one. I said, you don't have a plus one? How? This is a whole company. It's not like you work at a supermarket.
Oh, and a lot of people don't allow plus ones.
I mean, that's just it.
A lot of people
exactly
don't.
Exactly what I told her.
But now, a lot of companies don't. Now, some people lie. But a lot of companies don't allow a plus one.
They had
one.
A budget. They had a budget.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had a budget.
But I've experienced that. And
I'm
I think
sure.
you would agree. I got a good job also.
Absolutely.
Okay? But I've experienced, depending on the company, and here importantly, depending on the year. Some years, they let you bring a plus one. Some years, they say, no, we're only doing staff. Just so you know, that is a reality.
Okay. Well, Your Honor, I would definitely agree with you. But because I have his coworker on social media... I saw him bring his wife. So what's the excuse about that? So he could bring his wife and you couldn't bring your fiancé?
Your Honor,
it doesn't make sense. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on a second, Ms. Adams. I'm about to find out. Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. So, Your Honor, that person actually worked there as well. She wasn't currently an employee at that time.
She didn't work there.
She
didn't work there. I know she didn't work there.
She was definitely invited through the company.
Next time on Divorce Court.
This is something about a work wife.
But
is
I
where you
brought
say.
Some evidence, Your Honor.
I don't even have a
I
work wife.
Brought
what are you
evidence.
Talking about?
This is his work chat. There's only one female on there, and the only female on there is with a emoji, little cat eyes or whatever.
Guess you're
you
right,
see?
Girl.
Oh, no. It's not you see. So don't stand there with your smirk on your face because you both do the same exact
thing. No, I understand, but it's
no, no. You don't understand. Stop talking. You don't understand.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Are you having a relationship with this woman?
No, I'm not.
I don't believe it.
Is this the young lady, Caitlin Jordan?
Yes.
I've asked her to testify today. Do you mind?
So we have good work chemistry. When he's having a bad day at work, I try to make his day a little bit easier. I get excited to go to work. He makes my work more enjoyable seeing him.
You don't poop where you eat.
Made in Georgia.